This is TWiT.
So, Michael, you recently, or maybe not so recently, took a trip and visited Abbey Road Studio.
And, yes, I did.
Couldn't talk about it for a while.
No,
now finally you can. So, what was it like being there where so much musical history was made?
Well, I had to hold it in for a year and a couple of months. So, you know, it was like being on the highway and there's no rest area, but it was for over a year. That's what it felt like. They wouldn't let me until they had the official announcement that that they were going to release the mono box set. So I had the story all written. And so what happened was I reviewed the stereo box set and I didn't really like what they did, but I was respectful. And I try to be respectful for the most part, even when I'm very critical, because it's very easy. The only place I'm not respectful is when I'm on the comment boards on Yahoo and people say idiotic political things, then I'm anonymous anyway. So I go crazy. But, you know, I wrote what I thought was wrong with what they did conceptually, which was that they chain, you know, first of all, they cut the vinyl from like 24-bit 44K digital files. And the digital files that they produced had been they did certain things to them. They did a little bit of compression. They did some whatever EQ they thought was best. They didn't maintain what the original tapes were like, and they didn't maintain what the original record sounded like. And so some of them came out pretty good, but some of them were like Abbey Road was just, I think, terrible. At any rate, I wrote what I thought was very, and they contacted me all of a sudden 2 years ago in May and said, we read what you wrote, read your criticism, and everybody here has decided that when we do the mono box, which we really think is the more important box, then we're going to do it kind of like the way you envisioned that the stereo box should have been done. So, of course, first of all, I was totally flattered that.
No kidding.
And we'd like you to come over and see what we're doing. And so it was like, wow, really? I would love that. And the timing of the dates they proposed were actually right after the Munich show in 2013.
So you were in Europe anyway.